This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Professor Larry Sabato, teaches political science at the University of Virginia. He's also the director of UVA's Center for Politics, and he's the author most recently of The Year of Obama, How Barack Obama Won the White House, and it's now available in paperback. We want to get his thoughts as Election Day 2009 is now less than 24 hours away, and the key look at the governor's races in Virginia and New Jersey, and an ever-changing congressional race in New York's 23rd district. And Larry, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Greg.
Let's start in your home state of Virginia. That might be the least dramatic of these three major races. It appears as though Republican Bob McDonnell's about to end 8 years of Democratic control of the governor's mansion in Richmond. The polls seem to have him ahead by double figures. Anything out there that would suggest that it won't be a convincing McDonnell victory?
Nothing that I can see. I think McDonnell will win by a mile. He'll bring in his entire Republican ticket. We elect a lieutenant governor and an attorney general in Virginia. And Republicans are going to pick up seats in the House of Delegates, the lower house of the state legislature. They're 100 seats up. Republicans already have 55, counting two independents that vote with the Republicans. And it's not impossible they could approach or reach 60. So it's a significant win for the Republicans. And I would argue of the three elections, it's by far the most important. After all, New Jersey and New York are guaranteed Democratic states normally. In a presidential year, that's almost always true. Whereas Virginia is one of the ultimate swing states now. It goes back and forth. This year, the victory for the Republicans will be as convincing as the victory for Democrats last year in 2008, the presidential and Senate races.
Larry, let's talk a little bit about some points you just raised. Number one, the state House of Delegates is on the line. Republicans right now have a slim majority. How much could turnout swing the balance of power there? You mentioned Republicans could get as high as 60. If Deeds really is tanking, how big of an impact could that have on the state House races?
Could have a big impact, and that in turn has an impact on redistricting, which occurs in every state for state legislative seats and for congressional seats right after the 2010 census. Most states tackle redistricting in 2011. Well, these people elected on Tuesday will still be in power then, and under Virginia's system and under the system, unfortunately, prevailing in most states, it's a partisan redistricting, and the members pretty much determine their own districts. They determine their own party's districts.
And, Larry, the other thing you mentioned is that Virginia's a swing state. Obama won it for the Democrats last year for the first time in 44 years. And the last time you and I talked, you mentioned that perhaps national issues are affecting this particular race more than the other two. Why is that?
Because Virginia is a swing state. That's why it really matters here. In New Jersey, which I'm sure we'll get to in a moment, Obama's very popular, and he is reasonably popular even in that Republican district in New York. He carried it by 5 points in 2008. But Virginia, of course, has voted Republican presidentially consistently until 2008. Obama was the first Democrat in 44 years since Lyndon Johnson to win Virginia. But Virginia's been changing pretty dramatically because of population changes. And that's why we look to places like Virginia and to Colorado and Nevada and other states that are really on the bubble that can go either way in elections.
Larry, you mentioned that we're headed next to New Jersey, so let's go there. The incumbent is John Corzine, former senator, now embattled governor. His poll numbers have never been good, but he's supported by a couple of things here. Number one, a third-party candidate, Chris Daggett, seems to be siphoning more votes, probably from the Republican nominee Chris Christie, and some say Christie himself is not the strongest potential candidate for the Republicans. Nonetheless, the polls have it in a dead heat. The state, as you mentioned before, leans heavily to the left, but when incumbent is in this vulnerable of a position this late, it's usually a good news for the challenger. What do you expect tomorrow?
Yes, New Jersey is not a referendum on Barack Obama. It's a referendum on the incumbent governor, John Corzine, who's a Democrat. His popularity ratings are in the tank. They've been in the tank for a long time for lots of reasons, very high property taxes, personal scandals, a lot of different things. I've rarely seen him at the 40% mark, or low 40s maximum in any poll, and normally that would pretty much automatically elect the candidate of the other party. But as you mentioned, Christie has run a lackluster race. But really, it's the independent in the race, Chris Daggett, who is splitting the change vote, time for a change vote. But I've noticed one thing. As the election approaches, Chris Daggett, the independent, seems to be declining. And as he declines, Chris Christie seems to be picking up. And so it's going to be a very close race. It could go either way, but the Christie people believe that they can pull this out because of the decline of Daggett.
Larry, is support for Daggett fading because those who want change and are behind him right now don't actually think he can win?
Essentially, that's it. And that's why the vote for most independents, whether they're liberal, moderate, or conservative, declines as election day approaches. People don't like to throw away their vote. Now, are there exceptions? Sure. Ross Perot in 1992, the polls showed him at 11, 12%. He got 19% on election day. So there's always an exception to the rule, but generally, independents decline as election day approaches.
And the other race that's getting a lot of attention certainly has a dramatic shift in the past couple of days. The special election in New York's 23rd Congressional District, the longtime incumbent there, a Republican John McHugh, was nominated by the president to be Secretary of the Army. The National Republican Party and the local Republican Party got behind a moderate to liberal woman, Didi Scozzafava. The conservative said she wasn't good enough, so they nominated their own Doug Hoffman. Now she's dropped out of the race and endorsed the Democrat. How does that all shake out?
What a wild race. Of the three, it's probably the most fun, although I think it has the least significance. It's one congressional district out of 29 in New York. And it's got a mixed pattern of voting. Obama carried it by 5 points. Normally it's Republican, and Republicans have been in charge of the House seat for over a century. So what it boils down to is this. The Republicans picked a quick nominee because this is a special election, and apparently 11 Republicans picked Didi Scozzafava, who is a moderate Republican, moderate to liberal Republican, depending on the issue. Well, that didn't go over with conservative Republicans who went to the conservative party. They got their preferred candidate, Doug Hoffman, nominated, and that split, again, the vote, the Republican vote in that district, enabling for a while Bill Owens, the Democrat, to lead in the polls. He may still win it, but right now the betting seems to be on Hoffman now that Scozzafava has dropped out. The wrinkle in that analysis is that you have Scozzafava not only dropping out, but endorsing the Democrat Bill Owens, which, by the way, proves her critics correct. She proved that there really is very little difference between her and a Democratic candidate if she can endorse the Democrat.
So the fact that she endorsed the Democrat is actually good news for the conservative?
Well, he could make that a point of contention, an argument on the campaign trail, and I think he's making some progress with that. And again, I think the excitement, the people who are really pumped up about that race are the Republicans and the conservatives. And I give Hoffman a slight edge. I wouldn't be shocked if Owens won it. My guess is Didi Scozzafava's finished in politics, that's for sure.
Certainly at the national level in that area. Larry, real quickly, you get this question every odd-numbered year, I'm sure. Will tomorrow's election results have much of a bearing on the 2010 midterms?
If it's a sweep, if it's a Republican sweep, I think it might well presage that Republicans will do well in 2010, because the history of these off-year elections is that when they all go in one direction, usually, not always, but usually there's an effect in 2010 or in the next midterm elections. There are exceptions. 2001 was an exception because of 9/11, and Republicans lost the elections of 2001, but won in 2002. But on the whole, I think there is some advantage for the Republicans if they sweep these three contests. If you have a split, particularly in the two governorships, if Corzine pulls it out in New Jersey while Republican McDonnell is winning in Virginia, I think there'll be less of an impact, and the post-election analysis will fade pretty quickly because most people will see it as a draw.
Larry, good analysis as always. We'll see what happens when the voters actually make their voices heard tomorrow. Thanks as always for your time.
Enjoy it, Greg.
As always, sir, Larry Sabato teaches political science at the University of Virginia. He's also the director of UVA Center for Politics. His latest book, The Year of Obama, is now available in paperback. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.